The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We got a super-duper show for you as we kick off summer this week. We've got Larry's in. We're talking about summer fun and cars, especially the new Infiniti Q70. They gave me a demo to drive. Man, is that just a great vehicle. Second half of the show, Wanda will be interviewing me about the real estate market and all kinds of things, Vivian, and even more about why I mentor kids. It's going to be a great show. We've got great information you can use today to make your life better. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. Wanda, take it away.
I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Give me the music, Warren. Oh, yeah.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we are back, and we are back with my favorite sports aficionado, race car guy, and all-around good dude, Larry. How you doing? Larry Zinn, GM of Warren Henry Automotive. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim, as always. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Now, before we really get rolling, I wanted to thank you and Ismet for letting me drive that demo Q70. What an amazing vehicle. I mean, I turned it on and the TV pops on and you got views. It's like there's a little drone flying over me looking at everything. It's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm very happy to hear, by the way, that you're enjoying the car.
Oh, my gosh.
I figured you would.
Oh, my gosh. You get in there and you can see that the difference over the last model, I guess. This is fully newly re-engineered?
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what's under the hood on that bad boy. It's obviously a little bit more than the last one.
Well, you know, it's actually the same power plant, but what they do is, you know, as time goes along, everything gets a little bit better. They change the way the throttle reacts. They change the way that the transmission reacts. You know, everything's smoother. So as time goes on, these cars just continue to get better and better. And you've got a 3.7 liter six with 330 horsepower in there. So
wow.
You've got some serious power.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I had brought it in the other one to have May check the transmission, and there was nothing wrong with it. But I do notice this one does drive a little smoother than the old one, so I can see what they've done. It's really awesome.
And I'm sure you're driving it in sport mode as always. So.
That's what gasoline is for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you know, I see the commercials they have on TV, and it looks like all the cars kind of just morph in and out of being the same. Are there more new models coming out this summer?
Well, actually, in August, we're going to get the brand new Infiniti Q60, which is the two-door, and it's going to have a few different engine variations, with the top of the line having 400 horsepower.
Wow.
If you haven't seen that car yet, Jim, I recommend you look it up. I'm super excited about that one. And then we're going to have a QX30, which is a small SUV-like vehicle that should be arriving in September.
Wow, that sounds absolutely awesome. And we've been talking about Jaguar doing some great deliveries, too. What do you got coming up with them?
Well, I actually just received my first F-Paces, which is the all-new and first Jaguar SUV ever.
Oh, wait, we saw that. That was awesome. That was what we were looking at.
Beautiful car.
Oh, my gosh.
We got our first shipment in, and they're already gone. So I can't wait for some more to show up. And then we also got the Jaguar XE, which is the small sedan starting in the low 30,000.
Wow. So is that like new for Jaguar to have a $30,000 starting point?
It's been, I think, since 2004 that they haven't had a vehicle in that price range. So
wow.
This is a big deal for us.
Wow. It sounds like you could get people started in Jaguars a little early, get them growing on the Jaguar there.
That's the idea. Get them in early and keep them with the brand.
Well, you've kept me with the brand, with the Infiniti brand, for 30 years. I mean, I just absolutely love that. You know, I actually saw somebody driving a M30 convertible the other day, which was my first Infiniti. Poor thing looked banged up, but I'll bet that guy's got to have 300,000 miles on that at this point.
I'm surprised. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Oh, I'm going to text you the picture in a second then. I actually did see one, I swear to you. And so, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on up at the Lamborghini store. I love going up there, seeing you and Floyd on the weekends. And it seems to me like it doubled in size. By the way, I want to thank Floyd for giving me the beautiful Supercar Saturday t-shirt. Those are awesome. You guys should put those online.
Yeah, we think they're pretty cool. You know, we try to do them as a giveaway item. You know, I really like them. It's my favorite event that we do. You know, it's a big gathering of car people. You know, last time we had around 300 cars show up. Next one, I believe, is June 11th, if I'm not mistaken, second Saturday of every month. And we're hoping this event keeps growing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the store is doing. I mean, you've opened it about, what, a month, 2 months ago, something like that? How you doing?
We opened in January.
Okay.
About halfway through the month, and fortunately, things have been going really well out here. The community out here seems to have really accepted us and enjoy that we're here. We've met a lot of really great people and good customers, and fortunately, the business is growing very quickly, which, we didn't anticipate to happen as fast as it is, so that's always a good thing.
You got great access to Dade County. I get up there in about 20, 25 minutes. Yes, it's in sport mode, but no, I'm not breaking the law. And, you know, I love driving out there because when I do drive out there, it does give me a chance to open my car up to whatever the speed limit is plus two.
Yeah, I always tell everybody, I think we've got the best test drive route in the country, being right off of I-75.
Well, as long as it's at the appropriate day of the week and appropriate time of the day, I think, it can get a little bit congested out there at rush hour. But other than that, that's just a beautiful place. Your store is beautiful. Now, who's your next door neighbor you got right there?
We actually have a brand new Porsche store. Porsche of West Broward just opened up. I believe it was 2 or 3 months ago now. And, they've been great to have around here. Very similar customer. And, It's a nice thing. Turned out to be a really great piece of property for all of us.
You know, a lot of my friends are in, in that part of their life where they really want to go out and have a good time. And I'm working hard to get them all out to your event. I've just started working with a guy that's got a boat. He's got a plane. I said, how come you don't have a Lamborghini? He said, that's a very good question. Let's go find that out. I go, well, why don't we wait about 10 days and we'll go out to Larry's event. You can go see him. You get in the mixes, all the Zins are out there. I go out there. It's you, your uncle, your dad. I mean, it's amazing. The only thing missing, well, I guess you don't have a kid yet, Larry, but I don't want to push it too far.
I was going to say, Jim, let's talk about something else.
Now, Larry, let's talk for a second, because now there's a brand new outpost on the Warren Henry, Florida map. Let's talk about what's going on up north. When are you opening up in Gainesville?
September. September, oh. Audi Gainesville will be opened.
Oh, awesome. So I've got a place that I can go get my yayas out when I go up for the football game. I'm up there, I think it's the second week in September for the Kentucky game I think I'm going to this year.
Well, I hope so. Actually, we were talking about putting together a big tailgate out there for before the games. so our customers can leave their cars at the dealership and we would shuttle them back and forth so they don't have to worry about parking or anything else.
Actually, that's a great idea, especially for people that live on the north side of town. They park there, they go in, you're on the easy outside, and by the time they get back to the store, they'll have a really good way to disperse into the whole. And that's a great park and ride location. I hadn't even thought of it that way. So I guess you're going to have people up there barbecuing, doing the tailgate, and then taking them back out to the where they can go walk up and down and have t-shirt time.
Well, you know, it's still early, so we're trying to finalize the details, but certainly open to any ideas, especially from a Gainesville veteran like yourself.
Well, I'm happy to touch base with your sales manager and give the person some names and ideas, but I certainly would think that person should be driving the boat. But I'm always happy to add the University of Florida alumni list that you might want. No problem. And I did introduce you to my friend Mike. He kept saying that he would go to Jacksonville to get his Audi serviced, and he was thrilled you were opening up the store.
Yeah, it's you know, this is really exciting. Audi's a great brand. We've been looking forward to getting this store open, and it's going to be an absolutely beautiful facility.
Now, Wanda, how much more time do we have left in the segment? Because I want to make sure that I get a couple other things in with Larry. Then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to talk. We'll bring Larry back if he's got some more time. What do we got left here? 2-3 minutes?
We'll call it 3.
Okay, so we've got 3 more minutes, Larry. I wanted to talk a little bit because I went up to your store while we were looking at the demo cars, and I noticed I came on a Tuesday, and there were 5 or 6 people there waiting to meet with Ismet and potentially be lucky enough to start a career there. I met Jack. Jack, who helped me, he's from Eastern Europe, so he didn't have any background selling cars. Didn't know that any of the folks that were interviewing did, but it's summertime. It looked like you were hiring. What type of person do you look for a Warren Henry team member?
Really, Jim, we try to look outside of the box and get people who haven't had experience in the automotive industry. That's our ideal employee. You know, we want people who are going to come in who we can teach to do things the way that we believe is the correct way to do them and that don't bring any bad habits along with them. You know, it's a great industry, as you know. I know you've got some family experience in that.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, for whatever stigma comes with it, you know, there's plenty of opportunity and potential.
All I can say is that I know a lot of people that are going to be in the process of switching careers over the next couple of years as the economy in Florida shifts gears. We all know it's up and down here. So I just thought it was a great place. I've got a couple of guys that have been asking me what they should do, and I tell them what they can make. And they actually have asked me for your phone number. I think a couple of them are going to be calling you because I think it's a great way to put food on the table. You get insurance, you get great income. And it's really a family atmosphere. And I'll just say it this way. The Jack guy, boy, oh boy, he made sure everything worked for me. I had left an item in my car that I needed a couple days later. And he said, don't worry about it. He FedExed it to me, gave him everything he needed back in FedEx. It was really, really, really seamless and really easy. Larry, we're going to go to break in a second. So before we do, why don't you give out the contact info for Warren Henry Automotive?
You can always reach us on our website at warrenhenryauto.com. Also on social media, we're at Warren Henry Auto on all major social media pages. And you can always call us at 305-690-6006.
You know, when I was sitting there waiting for them to finish detailing my car, I was sitting and speaking with some people that had driven all the way down from Orlando. They said they checked the internet and that you had the best price. Now, I know we talk about the best price guarantee all the time. I want you to hold the thought about that couple and what makes them drive. What makes them drive this far? And we'll be right back with why people drive halfway across the state to work with Larry and his team to make sure they buy their dream car from Warren Henry Automotive. We're also going to talk to Larry about the upcoming sports and some more other stuff too. So stick with us. We'll be right back with great information you can put to use right away to make your life better here on Freedom Business. Want to take it away. my Warren Henry Automotive, my new Infiniti that Larry made sure he put me in. It's just absolutely awesome. We were just talking about it a minute ago. We'll talk about it more after the break. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and Red Cap service. You also get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right. We are back. I want to remind everybody that if you're looking for a jumbo or super jumbo home loan, give me a call. You can call me at 305-773-6300. We're working on jumbo, super jumbo, hard money loans, all kinds of financings. If we can help, give us a call. Jim Freed, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I'll go slow one more time for the Jets fans, 305-773-6300. Give me a call if I can help you out on your mortgage. Welcome back. Larry's in General Manager of Warren Henry Automotive. Welcome back, Larry. Love you so much. Love my new car. Thank you so much, bud.
Thank you, Jim. As always, you know, love having you as part of the family, and I'm glad you enjoy them as much as you do. That always makes me happy.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you is that the biggest thing I'm scared of now is giving it its first wash, because I don't want to put the first, like, wash guy swirl thing on there. I'm trying to figure out where to take it to get it washed so the guy doesn't just mess up my paint job. It just drives me crazy. Thing's my baby. Larry, talking about babies and my baby and your baby, you've got some great guys that work for you, some great ladies that work for you. You've got the Lamborghini store, all the great nameplates you got on 441, but there's a change in the winds there at Warren Henry. You guys are moving to the east side of town, aren't you?
By September of next year, we'll be on our new location on 151st and Biscayne Boulevard.
I love the rendering where you got the cars that pop out of the side and the lights go on and all the colors come out. It's going to be absolutely awesome. I cannot wait to go and watch the lights.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome, Jim.
It's really going to be great. Going to be great. Hey, listen, Larry, Marlins have been playing now for a little bit of time. Giancarlo Stanton's not doing well, but the rest of the team seems to be. How you feeling about the Marlins this year? What do you think?
I'm pretty amazed so far. I mean, not that I didn't expect this from them, but, you know, they've gotten off to a pretty awesome start. And, I mean, Ichiro, come on, look at this guy. He's hitting, what, 415 right now?
I want to, whatever that guy eats for breakfast, I want to eat that for two. I mean, that guy's amazing. What was he, 3-for-4 again last night? I think the guy's unreal. Dolphins are coming up. They're trying to do some stuff, too. I know that you can see probably the cranes from your store. What do you think about the Dolphins this year? How's that looking to you?
Well, first off, the nice thing is every time I drive out to the Lamborghini store, I get to see the stadium and how it's progressing. And it looks like they're making some really good progress. I mean, all four of those pillars look like they're up now that are going to hold up the new roof. I'm really excited about that. And I believe we're almost halfway, or we are halfway now to football season. So the big break is almost over.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like 100 days to college football kicks off, and then I guess the NFL kicks off probably a month before that with preseason. It's really exciting. Yeah, I'm counting down the days. And, of course, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of our Heaters. What do you think about how they do this year, Larry?
Oh, they did great. I mean, you know, for not having Chris Bosh, losing Whiteside in the second round, I mean, you know, I'm proud of the job that they did. I'm interested to see how the offseason shakes out, what happens with all the big free agents and Wade and Whiteside. And, you know, hopefully we pick up somebody big from the outside.
I don't know. It really looked very cool the way that they were talking about it in Greg Cody's column today, or I guess it was Greg Cody, where they were talking about, well, if LeBron wins, then he gets off the schneid in Cleveland and can be released from Cleveland, which, I mean, would be awesome if he came back. I don't have a problem with him coming back. And if we didn't get him, or if we got Kevin Durant, I mean, either one of those would be great. But I'm real happy. To me, it's just the great energy. I'm proud to be affiliated with such a resilient organization. And I think that that's the most important thing to take away from the Heat, is that sports, each sport is a business. Each team and each league has their own set of business rules that they have to follow, and the way that the team operates within their rules determines how successful they are. And I think that the Heat has done a great job, and I really got to hand it to them, and they are without a doubt the gold standard in the professional sports organizations down here. And we don't talk about them too much, but when the Panthers got that new GM from Chicago, I pretty much thought it was just a matter of time for them, because again, they were plumbing the energy in their organization with a proven winner. So I like that. It's, to me, it's all mental after a certain point, all the business part of it after a certain point. And it looks like the team, certainly in downtown, is heading in the right direction. We got to wait and see. The jury's still out, I think, on the other two teams, but it's just always something good to talk about. I love talking about it.
Yeah, I can't wait for football season, Jim. I'm super excited. I mean, this time of year now with no football, no basketball, you know, it gets a little rough.
It's when I catch up on all of the premium stuff on demand. That's what I'm doing now.
And my Netflix shows.
All of that good stuff. Now, Larry, we talked about it at the beginning. I don't know. People probably tuned in a little bit. I want to go back to it. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Q70 Infiniti that you just put me in. I want to thank you so much for putting me in that car. I really appreciate the way you guys work the deal so that my payment stayed the same. I don't know how you guys do it, but you find a way every single time to make sure that the deal you give is second to none. And that's what I wanted to get back to. So when I was waiting for them to finish detailing the car and deliver it to me, I sat and spoke with a group that had driven all the way from Orlando. They said they found the car on the internet and drove all the way to Orlando because you offered them the best price. Larry, what's behind all that?
Well, fortunately, we've been selling a lot of cars, so we have a really great inventory. We've earned a nice allocation, so we have a great selection, sometimes better than, you know, what some of the smaller dealers will have.
Right.
But also beyond that, you know, we really try to maintain our reputation. That's the most important thing that we can stand on. And when you go and you look up our reviews online for our store, they're pretty phenomenal. So I think that also helps attract people from outside of our area.
Oh, yeah. This, I think, was their second vehicle they had bought from you. So I guess they checked prices. And once they checked the prices, they realized that why shouldn't they remain a member of the Warren Henry family. I enjoyed it a lot. I sat there and talked to the young man and young woman that came, you know, the teenagers that came with them. Apparently the parents are taking them from the outskirts all the way into Winter Park, which is the top high school there. And I made sure that they realized that the young man that ran the dealership that they were buying from, he studied hard and got good grades, and it was their job to do so too. So Larry, you're an example now. You gotta just continue to be a success, because I'm using you as an example to the young people of America.
I appreciate that very much, Jim. It's kind of weird for me, but certainly do appreciate it.
Oh, Larry, you shouldn't be weird. You know, you got to stop and think about it. You're now one of the most successful business people in town. You've just, the volume you're blowing out of those stores is phenomenal. It's at record pace from everything I read and hear. And Larry, it's very rare that the third generation of a family is really able to deliver like this. So you've got all these things that you were swimming against, and your dad and your grandpa, they better be real proud. And it's summertime now. Can you get the two of them to come in here with you to the studio? I'll make the recording at any time. I want to get the three of you in here. I really want to talk about customer service. I want to talk about what makes you special, because they've been able to pass that energy of success down through the generations. It's just, I want to be in the room with all that. It's just got to be awesome.
Well, I'm sure we can arrange that, Jim. I don't think that'll be any issue.
Now, Larry, I want to talk a little bit about how you, where was I? That's it. I want to talk about the type of career that somebody can have, the career path, because the young man that sold me my wife's car, I didn't even realize it, but he came up from the detailing department. So you promoted him from within. This guy must have done a great job. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, if somebody wants to have an opportunity from within our company and they start from a different position, we encourage them to grow. It's always our goal to see that the people who work with us have an opportunity to keep rising upward within the company, you know, to do better than they did the year before. That's always been something that's very important to my family and I. You know, the gentleman you're referring to, he was had been detailing cars, and then he became the detail manager. And one day he approached me and said, hey, I'd really like an opportunity to sell cars. Would you be okay with that? And, you know, we gave him a shot, and he's been doing a phenomenal job.
And he actually helped Jack, too, who was the next guy, I guess, that came in. And, oh, but before I forget, I want to make sure that Ismic gives May at least half a car, because she's the reason I came around front and finished my deal. That woman is terrific.
Yeah, she's great. We're really fortunate to have somebody like her working in our service department.
Larry, now we really only do have a couple of minutes more. What type of person would you be looking for to come work with you and your team out at Warren Henry? Somebody's driving around, they're listening, that's hot, they really want to get a car that's got air conditioning. For that, they need to get a new job. What kind of group, what kind of person, what kind of background is the person for Warren Henry?
Mike, if you're hardworking and willing to learn and grow with us, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for hardworking, honest people who are going to do things the right way.
Wow, did I just hear that from somebody that sells cars?
I know, it's unusual, right?
Oh my gosh, I'm thrilled. Yeah, I was listening to somebody's horror story just the other day where they went in to give somebody a trade-in, then they wanted to walk away, and the person wouldn't give them the car keys back because they didn't want them to leave the lot. I said, well, that tells you all you need to know about the follow-up.
We don't do that stuff.
Yeah, no, you're a customer service, or you get people to come back because you're good people. Now, Larry, what's your one? We've only got about a minute left. I want to find out what your one particular favorite car that you've got on the lots right now is, and you can't go for your own personal Defender. So,
that's really tough now because I'm actually out at the Lamborghini store now, and there's some incredible toys out here. I'd say right now, my favorite vehicle that we sell, that's probably the Jaguar F-Type, 550 horsepower, two-door, all-wheel drive, hot-looking car, a ton of fun. And I know you and I have gone out in it before.
It's
incredible.
I was
incredible
just about ride. To say, is it Larry, you're talking about what we drove to opening date 2 years ago, and I still can't forget that car and that ride. It was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, it's an awesome car.
Amazing.
Awesome car. I mean, Jaguar really killed it with that, and something I certainly enjoy extremely. That's a great ride.
Well, that's my next one. Larry, if people want to find you, they want to get a hold of you, they want to get a car, they want to get a new career going, how do they find Warren Henry Automotive?
At warrenhenryauto.com. That's always the best way to come across us. Otherwise, you can reach us on any social media platform at Warren Henry Auto.
All right. Well, listen, Larry, thanks so much. We'll be back after this with more great information you can use. Wanda's going to be asking the questions. Again, thank you, Larry, for making me a member of the Warren Henry family.
Thanks for having me today.
It's my pleasure. We'll be back with more great info right after this short break. All right, you may be walking on sunshine, but hopefully you're riding in a car somewhere. And if you are, well, you need to talk to Warren Henry Automotive when you're looking to buy or lease a car. You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. Always, Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow! I feel good.
Yeah, I like that.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You like that, do ya?
Yeah, I do. And I'm really psyched because we're going to do things. We're going to start switching up the format a little. And I'm so pleased to have you sitting here talking to me and using more of the mic than just a, hey, how you doing?
Well, you know, I figured, why not? It's Memorial Day and we'll have a walk down Jim Lane.
No, that's all right. I'd love
to
talk about it. That sounds great. Tell me a little bit.
People might want to get to know what you're all about. And I know I have some questions because you're so cute and charming. And I think that we don't always get all that out of you.
You're too funny. Well, that's why I wanted somebody who knew what they were doing to interview me. And I really appreciate it. Well, okay. Somebody can pretend that they know what they're doing.
Well, I'm trying to tap into my Megyn Kelly, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres thing.
Well, I promise I will not comb my hair over on you.
Okay. So, listen.
Give it to me.
You're nowhere
give
near
it to
that
me.
Guy.
Give it to me. Give it
okay,
to me.
Okay, I figure we start where your intro starts.
Okay.
When and where were you born?
Oh, you're too cute.
When?
I was born in 1960, December 24th.
There we go.
So I get doubled. I don't really get to double dip
on. That was my next question.
I really don't get to double dip on gifts. In Newark, New Jersey, Beth Israel Hospital, my dad was at a wrestling match at Madison Square Garden when my mom, her water broke and her friend had to take her, actually I think it was the handyman, took her to the hospital. My dad got there a little bit too late, but I guess that he did see the final match. So, you know.
Was he wrestling or coaching? What was your dad doing at a wrestling match?
Probably having a beer.
Just watching. People went to, this wasn't WWE wrestling match.
This was like Gorgeous George.
Real wrestling.
No, back in the day, you know, like Gorgeous George and all those other guys.
I don't know
Andre
that.
The Giant.
I'm not familiar with that day, but okay.
No, this was
yes, I do remember Andre.
Yeah, not Greco-Roman wrestling. This was still at the beginning of the early stages of the glam wrestling that they do today. Yeah, my dad had a great time.
Is that where you get that voice?
I don't know where I get the voice from. I think
where,
I get the voice
where that
from,
comes from.
I get the voice probably just from the bottom of my diaphragm. I have no idea where it all comes from.
And lozenges help too.
That they do.
Where is your mom's family from?
My mom's family is from the Midwest. My mom's father was from, I believe it was Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. My great-grandfather was the kosher butcher in Des Moines, Iowa. My grandfather went to Creighton College, which I pretty much is in, I believe it's in Nebraska. Then he became a family doctor in Chicago. And my mother's mother, well, her family, they were in Chicago, and we'll just say in the liquid beverage business back in the day.
So your family's been in the American hood for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. We've been in America for many generations.
Oh, okay,
so
then.
Four, five, or six generations.
Well, where originally? Do you remember where?
Eastern Europe somewhere. No. You know, Lithuania, Russia, that kind of
You're
stuff.
You're not looking into the genealogy just yet?
I'm not going to go find out that I'm 13% Irish right now.
You could be royalty for all we know, Jim.
I am royalty.
Yes, you are.
I am royalty.
In my heart.
There you go. I am. Certainly my mom's.
So when did you move here?
We moved here in 1969, just in time to watch the guys walk on the moon. My grandmother was living in what was then Seacoast Towers. There was not North, South, East, or West, just the one. 1969. Moved in, slept in the extra, like the convertible room in Grandma, where they had the sliding door with it was like the accordion door, you know, the plastic, one of those. And remember quite well. Loved it. What a beautiful time. Loved moving here. Went to South Beach Elementary for a summer, then went
South
to North
Beach
Miami
Elementary.
Beach. Went to North Miami Beach after that. Grinnell's Park Elementary, JFK.
Has South Beach always just been that little mecca of land, or was it South Beach? Used to be
it was
South Florida.
It was South Beach Elementary, but it wasn't because it was like a neighborhood thing. It was just the southern part of Miami Beach, which was why they called it that. It really didn't have anything to do with the then formerly labeled South Beach, because back then South Beach, South Point, that was a dog track at the time. There was a dog track where like Penrod's is now.
Did they have horses racing back then?
No, I think it was just dogs out there.
That was a thing back in the day.
That was, well, you know, they go down there. I'm sure they paramutual lead and stuff like that.
Did you go?
Didn't go, no. I drove past a few times.
Did you get in trouble when you were a kid?
A little bit. I did see the blue lights in the back of me a couple times.
What's the worst thing you ever did that you can talk about?
Okay, that's a little bit easier.
Language, keep that in mind as well.
Okay, I'd say what we did, we were driving around my neighborhood and we were like trying to see whether or not the street lights really would go out if you shined your
Where
Q-beam
was
on
this?
Them. North Miami Beach, and we heard on the police scanner that was in the car with us that there was burglars in the area, so we went around looking for the burglars. Well, you knew who the burglars were, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cops chased us through my friend's house all the way to the back of his lot. They put us up there. They took us to jail. I had to go to the men's room, so I got to get frisked. It was one of those days they never want you to forget.
Well, they were nicer back then, I think.
Oh, yeah, they were. They were a lot nicer.
There was a Barney Fife element.
There was no handgun involved. On their part in this one, no.
Who are your friends?
Who are my friends? Oh, listen.
Were these like your best friends that you got in trouble with?
Yes, actually.
Good.
They were my
Who
best
these
friends.
Guys?
It was Marshall Kahn, Steve Browdy.
Hey, Marshall.
And Marshall, I don't know where Marshall is. Steve's selling cars, actually, up in the Washington, D.C. area, and me. And it was actually, and Dave Weintraub. I forgot about Traub, and Traub was there, too. It was the night of my high school prom, but I was a junior, so I didn't go, and this is what the jerks were doing instead. And boy, oh boy, it was a memorable night. And yes, my parents were called to pick me up. And yes, I did get a rash of number two over this.
Well, you're a better man for it, I'm sure.
I am a better man.
What did you look like back then?
Pretty much this. When I went to my 35th high school reunion, I won best.
Did you have big hair?
I did have big hair.
Nice.
You want to see? I got a picture of it on my phone.
Well, we might want to put that up on the...
We will. We'll put the big hair photo up on the gym.
But you can show me, though.
I will. I'll show you. Keep asking me questions.
How would you describe your childhood? Were you a happy kid?
I think every kid's happy, but...
I'm not so sure, but yes.
Well, we've heard when Lauren Book is on how when I was working in high school, how I worked a summer job and got sexually abused by the guy. So, you know, I think everybody has something that happened to them in high school that helped shape who they are. That may be one of the things that helped shape me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for this photo, Wanda. Keep the good questions rolling.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young? Maybe before high school when you had to actually, you know, start getting... Well, just take it when you want, when you were young. Your what would be the perfect day?
Well, we'd catch the H bus at the 163rd Street Shopping Center and go up to my dad's apartment that he had up on Hollandale Beach Boulevard, on Hollandale Beach by the big...
Is it still there?
Water tower. Actually, they just tore it down and built one of those really, really tall condos. It was like the last place they built. It's like this... So I actually was there just this week, saw the condo, and said, wow, that's built on where Dad used to live. Yeah, yeah. And it was one of those residential motels full of sketchy characters.
Aren't they all, really?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a sketchy character.
I think they think of South Florida, and I think sketchy is just...
Well, back in the day, Broward County was the home of sketchy. The sketchy-getchy. But so Dad lived there, and I went up and I visited Dad, and we'd go to the beach. I'd go to the beach. He'd buy me a hamburger and fries up there on that crazy little spit of Hollandale Beach. And then at night, we'd probably go to the Round Table for dinner. And I'd take the bus back home.
This is a different Round Table I'm thinking of.
No, the Round Table restaurant.
Huh?
You know.
Still there?
No, now the Starbucks is there.
Okay.
I was at the Starbucks the other day, and... Swanda, you're going to make me cry.
No.
I'm going to have to go look for this picture.
Well, you know.
Ask me another
Crying's
question.
A good thing.
I love my dad so much.
What did you think your life would be like when you got older back then? Are you doing kind of what you thought you'd be doing?
Yeah, I'm one of the few people that my undergraduate and graduate degree were in real estate. I once went up to my mom, and she had sold houses during the gas crisis and the recessions. And so I said, Mom, someday I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to sell an office building. Diddle, diddle, diddle. $3 billion later, I think I'm making her proud.
Good.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm
so
looking for
real
this
estate's in your blood.
Real estate's in my blood. You might say dirt's in my blood, right?
What's the difference between a realtor and a real estate broker?
Real good question. It's really a definition. Mm-hmm. A realtor is actually a trademark title. That means the person sells homes or is a member of the CCIMs. Our friends at CCIMs are all realtors.
Okay.
They have a license with a realtor, and it's a certain thing. Now, to be a commercial real estate broker, you don't really need to be a realtor, but you can be. And the broker is a specific license title. That's the person that runs the office. So you can be a broker salesman and work. You're asking me all these technical questions while I'm looking for this picture of myself.
Well, I know you can multitask better than anyone.
I can do okay. I'm getting close. Keep going. This is good stuff. There's
a
picture of Vivian.
Let's see. How would your classmates remember you?
Well, that's easy. They remember me as Jimmy Freed, the guy with the long hair that was somewhat flamboyant. What a surprise. I'm looking
what
for the puffy
hair. What a good-looking
guy.
I'm
getting it. I'm closing in.
Okay,
I'm almost there. Here it is.
All right.
There it is. Right there.
Oh, nice hair, Jim.
Yeah, I got best preserved when I went to my high school
reunion.
I can just
see him now flicking the hair around.
Oh, yeah, that was me. If you
what
saw those movies,
all
that
right,
was
we
me.
Gotta,
I'm putting
that,
it up on Facebook right
putting
now.
Putting it up. Put
I'm
it
putting
up.
It up right on Facebook.
It'll be there this
well,
in
we're
time
putting
for
it up,
the show.
Exactly. We're putting it up for the show. We're doing it now.
Let's see. Well, let's just talk about the work. That's part of your next part of the liner. He's been in business here since the 1990s. So real estate. You've been doing real estate forever.
Yes, I have. And that's one of the things that I love is because now I've been through so much and seen so much. I love.
And you've lived here for so long.
Yeah. Okay, so we just posted that on Facebook.
All
Everybody
right.
can go check that out.
What do you like most
Facebook.
About your job besides helping people find places
well
to
see but that's the
do
whole thing.
Their thing
I really like to just help people. I like to help people. I like to help them feel good. I like to sometimes describe myself as being Spider-Man, going from person to person, giving a little good energy, taking a little good energy, giving a little good energy.
Can't give it if you don't get it.
That's right.
Can't
so I like
get it
to,
if you don't give it.
I just try to do the most positive thing because that's what it's really all about. That's what it's really all about. And it's really important to do that for people. So if people go up and they look on my LinkedIn profile, now that I've switched where I work, it says Sandstone Realty Advisors - how can I help you?
Yeah, that's one of my, I used to do another podcast with a friend, and that was always my line. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well,
how can I help you?
Well, that's really what I want to do.
Hi.
You know, Bruce taught me
we
that.
We like that line.
Bruce taught me that, and I actually use it in business all the time. I'm conscious about it now. I really work hard to make sure that I am doing the best for the people that I'm with, and that'll make them positive, that'll make them happy, and we'll all be able to really be much more successful. And because I'm putting that out there, I'm getting it back. It really is a very rewarding thing.
I think you're a fun guy.
Thank you.
Not as in a germ, but. You're a fun guy.
No, thank you. That's terrific. I mean, that's
right.
What I want.
Now, we're going to come
back. I hope
everybody's
listening and having fun.
We're going to take a break thing because we've got to do that break thing.
We've got to pay the bills?
That's what they say.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about you have some new things going on with work that we should, you know, let everyone in on.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yes, I do.
All right, back in a minute, folks.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wait, we've got some music.
Yeah,
ooh.
Play a little music,
ooh,
girlfriend.
I want to play this one. Hang on.
Yeah, you pick this one out.
To perform for you live, Johnny Volta. Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums,
Awesome boy.
Jenkins.
What is this?
It's coming. It's
all
coming.
Right, all right, all right.
I haven't heard it in a while, and it makes me want to dance.
That's what I want to hear. But if it makes you feel good, I want to feel good.
I thought you might. Taking
you
back.
Ed Sullivan?
It might be. Nice TV set.
It is.
Here we go.
Okay, I see it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm dancing, too.
Get off the table.
I can't. We're doing this for a while. This is good. Oh, yeah. I got to put my glasses on to read the small print. Hey. You know, everybody, we're happy here, and you'd be happy, too, if you were at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and by now you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap delivery service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're
That's
back.
All right, we're back. Let's roll. Let's roll. I am loving this. Let's keep doing it.
Okay, so you were talking about you're making some new transitions into a new work thing that you're doing. You want to tell us a little bit more about that? What's the new stuff happening in the real estate life of Jim?
The new
Freed?
Stuff that's going on is the fact that I'm doing all kinds of new loans. And what it basically is it's hard money loans and traditional bank lending. We're focusing on both commercial and residential. On residential, we're doing jumbos and super jumbo mortgages. And on the commercial side, we're doing hard money lending. In fact, during the break, I was doing a text with a group that's got a 8-plex on Miami Beach that they're looking to buy. They need to close in 2 weeks, and we're going to help them originate their financing. Bruce would go, I don't know what any of that means.
So
what that really means without jargon is if somebody's having an issue with a real estate, either their home or something that's an investment property, I can help them. All I want people to know is if they're having a problem with real estate, I can help. Okay. You can call me at 305-773-6300 and I'll help.
You're like a real estate help desk.
That's basically what I am. I'm an ombudsman. I can help people figure
That's
out who
awesome.
To call. Tell them if I can't help them, I'll tell them who can. You know, a lot of times it's somebody like Don Weidenfeld can help them if they have an energy problem or if they need leasing. I've got a whole bunch of different people. I can help people get what they need, and they should just give me a call, 305-773-6300. It's why I mentor so many young people.
All right.
I just like helping people.
Now, let's talk about the wife. How did you guys meet?
I had been doing some...
Now, we have a few, like 5 minutes, so we're going to not get the long story, but we'll come back to this.
Okay, we'll do this another time, too, then. I was at an event in the Brickell Club at 1221 Brickell, now the Greenberg, well, I guess the old Greenberg Trowick lunchroom now, they've moved. And I walked in and I was talking to some friends, and then in walked this very exotic, beautiful woman, this woman right here.
Look on Facebook.
I'm going to put that up on Facebook.
Wow.
Too, then. I'm going to have to do that. And that's the girl that I met.
Pump your brakes, kid.
I had to, man. I went up. She was talking to somebody, and I talked. I was there with a friend. I said, hey, do you know that guy? He said, yes. I go talk to him. So the guy turned around, and the minute that the guy that Vivian was talking to turned around, I was right in there.
Oh, boy.
Been together with her ever since, you know, and it's one of the most beautiful things that somebody can do for you is to create a circumstance where you meet the love of your life, and, you know, I still remember the first moment I saw her. And I still remember the moment that her dad walked her up and handed her to me when we were getting married. And
how did you know she was the one?
You really don't. I think that she was the one that put up with me the most and and stuck it out the most.
That's important.
And I, well, you know, she closed me. I told all my friends I wouldn't know who it was. It would, the person would know. Uh-huh. And Vivian was relentless. When she met me, I was, I'll say it this way, somewhat of a pig.
Well,
I
can see that.
What a
surprise.
What a surprise. But ever since she met me, I'm a one-woman man. And, you know, today I'm working hard to help her get her kidney transplant.
How's that going?
It's rough. We're raising money. I'm working hard to make it so that people will be able to donate to a 501c3, but it may be too much technical difficulty for me to be able to do that. I'm working with the Transplant Institute. I'm working with Shands in Gainesville. I'm working with Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Each one is its own full-scale process that I have to handle completely independently. With all these details, it's very rough. Each one has a different insurance exposure. Each one has a different boxes to check. Each one needs this or that followed up with. And Vivian can only have one job. Her job can only be going to dialysis. So I have to keep all these balls in the air while I have to continue to have money to make a living and build a career and run the radio show. And it's rather challenging.
How do you stay happy? How do you guys, how do you find those moments to just be together and happy with just in that moment, just in the moment?
It almost never happens. It almost never happens.
Movie night, nothing?
Vivian comes home from dialysis typically at 7 o'clock and really is not ready for prime time for about an hour. Then we eat dinner and then we both pass out. So we really don't have a lot of time to be together. We get about an hour and a half a week on Saturday night. And this last week we went to hear Bruce and his band in Coconut in Coral Gables. Then we went out to have a little sushi. We saw Bruce at 8:15. The sushi was on the table at 9. Vivian was under the table and back in my car, passed out by 9:30.
Wow.
She's a trooper. She's a star.
She's definitely.
She's an amazing human being. She's an inspiration to me and anybody who knows her. The woman walks on water. And all I can say is that if you need inspiration, go look up Vivian Fried on Facebook and watch some of her posts. People can find us. There's a Vivian Fried page on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe. Whatever we don't use for Vivian's expenses, and they're big, and a lot of it isn't covered by insurance. Whatever we don't use, we're going to donate to Lauren's kids in the Miami Transplant Center. And, you know, we're going to use the stuff at the Transplant Center for living donor education. And, you know, these are things that are important. People need to know that they only need one kidney to live and that they can donate that second kidney to a dialysis patient and that person can live a full and healthy life. You don't need to match the kidney patient. The kidney patient, if you're not a match, you can go into what's called a paired donor program. They'll find a donor that your kidney, they'll find a recipient, and they'll get it. You'll get a kidney out of the donor registration that works for Vivian. So if people want to help Vivian, they need to call the Miami Transplant Institute. I hadn't thought about going and doing this, so hold on a second. I've got to look up the number, but you call the Miami Transplant Institute.
Click.
I'm doing it.
All right, I'm going to start the music.
All right, the Miami Transplant Institute is 305-355-5433. Call the Miami Transplant Institute. Tell them you want to donate to Vivian Fried. It's at 305-355-5433. I want to thank the Related Group and the rest of our sponsors, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni, Bergstrom Real Estate Center, the Miami Marlins, the CCIM, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and you heard me thank, and we're going to donate to the Lawrence Kids Group. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, there'd be no show. Remember, it's all about you, the listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Facebook got the pictures up today. LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, it keeps on growing. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the website probably by tomorrow, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6, where we're going to interview the CCIMs. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's yours.
Thanks, Jim.